Hello, everyone, and welcome to How to Quest. I'm your host, Todd.
I'm your co-host, Alex.
And welcome to episode 12.
12, yeah.
They said, everybody said we wouldn't make it. They said 12. That was the cutoff. But we're here, and we have a guest for everyone. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I guess I'm the guest. I'm Steven Sanders.
Hey, wait, I don't have my phone, and I'd play the ham horn.
Why?
Why not? It's a good way to accentuate things when things
happen.
We've
never done that to any episode ever.
Why not start now?
Why don't you play it on the mixer?
I don't know how to play that on the mixer.
Straight from the mixer.
I don't know how expensive you think this mixer was, where there's just a button that I can press that creates an air horn sound.
Well, no, you hook up your phone to it, and you just press the button, and it goes...
Well, the thing is, I don't have my phone on me. I don't know where.
I mean, to be honest, from my view, it looks like using a microwave as a mixer, so I couldn't tell.
I'm a master engineer, and I've turned my microwave into a mixer.
And that's how you save money, folks, if you want to make a podcast.
I'll put an instruction video up pretty soon.
Their guest chairs are amazing. I'm working out right now on this bench.
Yeah, we got a work bench because we knew Steven. He's a man of fitness. And so I personally bought a work bench just for you to sit on for this one episode.
Although I don't think the bag of marshmallows in the end counts as a weight, Todd.
I mean, hey, if you get a little peckish, a little hungry, you know. You can
eat the weights.
Yeah, that's what I do. So I don't have to work out. I just eat the weights, and they go into my bloodstream, and then I become strong.
Or diabetic.
That's how working out works.
That is how working out works. No, I don't work out. That's a lie. I won't lie to you, listeners. I have too much respect, and I won't lie. I haven't worked out since high school. Yeah.
I go for a walk every now and then.
It's true. I've seen him.
Oh. See, they're the truth, listeners. I go for walks.
Yeah, this is a fun fact. We all live in the same neighborhood.
I actually don't. Thank you.
Oh, well, that's true. We did all live in the same neighborhood until Steven decided he was too good.
It's true. And he way moved too good. Out. It's but way nicer in Manchester.
I know. I'm going to move there soon. I'm too cool for this place now. Now that we have a podcast with 12 episodes.
Yeah. And 12,000 viewers.
12,000 listeners.
12,000 listeners, that is correct.
Per episode, it doubles.
You can check those facts. Go on our website at howtoquestpodomatic.com and you will see that there's at least 10,000 per episode.
Plus, they have a limited edition thong coming out. Custom designs.
We will have merch coming out soon. There might be t-shirts, there might be thongs.
If there's enough public demand for thongs, then I guess we can do thongs. Whoa. All right, see, Steven couldn't handle the weight. It was too much. Talking a big game.
Wait, it's rough over here.
But we do, yes, we do have merch coming. Let's do that. Let's discuss that. Because, yeah, hopefully we'll have legalized necromancy t-shirts. That's the one thing we're going to officially get that on the chopping block and pushing it out the door soon, hopefully.
Yeah, I've been working on the design for that, and I've got a few good ideas for it, I think.
Yeah.
That we should go over.
And I guess we have another announcement as well. We are starting our own, like, channel, a podcast network, as they say. Take a guess, Steven. You get three guesses. What do you think the name of our podcast network is?
How to Quest.
Nope. good first guess, though.
Yeah. Legalized Necromancy.
Nope. That's two.
It's not all. It's not even close. Where,
can I have a hint?
It's medieval themed.
It's two like medieval objects, yeah. And they both start with Fs.
The Fletcher and the Fucker.
The Fletcher and the Fucker. That's it. You got it. No.
Yeah.
No, it is in flact. I won't be able to announce it because I'm going to die of a stroke right now.
Almost. We were so close.
You know, you say, I can't do it anymore. I messed up. I lost my chance. You're up.
All right. Well,
you do the announcement.
Well, the network coming out is called the Flag and Flail Network. And we are also releasing two more shows within the next week.
Yeah. Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Two more the same or two different?
Two different shows.
What are they going to showcase?
Well, the first one is going to be called the Inventors Guild. And we're going to be basically, we come up with inventions that we think are good or not good, but they're just inventions.
Yeah. The only criteria is that they have to be completely ridiculous.
I would like to enter something in for that one.
All right.
It is the hammock pants. There's a patent for the hammock pants.
All right.
Well, would you want to describe the hammock pants?
You just say the hammock.
You're just going to drop that bomb on us and walk away?
It's actually in the official patent, like U.S. patent, and it's basically a pair of pants that convert into a hammock when you take them off, because if you didn't want to just take your pants off in public, you can have a hammock.
All right. Ooh, sounds like I like hammocks and I like pants.
I don't like pants, but I love hammocks.
That's true. Hammocks are best enjoyed without any pants whatsoever. But, you know, you gotta make do with what you can get.
Yeah, yeah.
Laws and things prohibit that, sadly. But yeah, we'll be doing that. And we have a second podcast called Tales from the Swamp.
Oh, God. Does it involve the tick story?
I mean, it can.
But it's more fictional.
Now, will that have the description of a dwarf party in it?
Maybe.
It might. It might allude to a dwarf party. I don't think our listeners are quite ready to be told the story of the dwarf party just yet.
I don't know. I think you should let them decide. Let's say five people comment dwarf party mandatory. I think you should get an answer.
And then we'll tell the story of the dwarf party. Fine.
All right. You can... speaking of which, then, yeah, if you want a dwarf party...
No, not if you want a dwarf party.
No, you don't want a dwarf party. If you want to hear about the dwarf party... this is a terrible offer. Then, yeah, you could email us dwarfpartymandatory@fantasticalquesticle@gmail.com, spelled like testicle at the end of both of those words, or you can comment on any of our YouTube videos, our Facebook page.
You
can tweet at us. We've got like 3 followers, so you can help. If any of you 3 are out there, also my girlfriend. If you want to hear the dwarf party, actually, I definitely told her about the dwarf party. But where else? No, that's it. Our main page is on Podomatic. You can just like look up How to Quest, and we should be there. You can use the internet, and I think that's it.
Yeah. But our Facebook and Twitter name is probably changing to Flag and Flail, so that all our shows will be in one place.
And if you're curious, I'm gonna get at least 5 people to comment on that, so you have to explain. Just saying. So, listening.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, the deal's been made. Tell your friends, everyone.
The epic story of the dwarf party. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, that'll be our first episode of Tales from the Swamp.
Yeah.
It'll be a real-life tale.
Over 18 only, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a tale for your kids.
It's equivalent to Taken by the T-Rex.
I feel like they have such a weird image of this. I think we should just drop. I feel like they're getting some ideas of what this could be. Like one of those like movies where, you know, they have like a crazy like midget at a party and they're like, like they do some like coke or something.
The name has nothing to do with what happens in the actual story.
Yeah, no, it's completely irrelevant.
It does involve small things though.
All the small things. Na 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 na. All right.
Copyright, dude. Don't do that.
Oh shoot. You're right.
Yeah, you have to cut that part out.
No.
I propose
you change lyric to all the medium-sized things, and then you're good.
That's true.
That's true.
It's creativity. It's all our words.
Just like I had Admiral Crunch the other day. It was just as good.
Yeah.
Fuck the captain.
Also, we do have a theme this week. We're very organized all the time, you can tell. The magical mirror let us know that we're going to be encountering some glaciers this week, whatever that means.
Sounds interesting.
Extremely fast moving glaciers.
Extremely fast moving glaciers. Dangerously fast. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't even know where Bustang and Finkelstein are at that they're going to run into a glacier.
But I have no idea.
How this works. Yeah. I think we've done an intro.
The intro has been completed.
The intro has been completed. Initiating main sequence. How long?
Too short.
Bustang?
Finkelstein, what's up?
I buried myself on accident.
Finkelstein? Why? How did you even do that?
Well, because we're at the beach and there's sands, and I just kind of went in, and now I can't get out.
Well, your mole skills are very impressive.
Well, I don't think it's that impressive because it was an accident. I'm not really sure how I got here.
Well, I'm saying if we can somehow harness that mole power you've just acquired to dig through that sand, we might not even need a mole.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I gotta get out first.
All right, fine. I'll help you out. Four-Face, help me dig Finkelstein out. All right, geez, I can't even believe you're really wedged in there.
Yeah, I'm down.
Were the boobs also an accident? The giant sand boobs you gave yourself?
Well, yes, yeah. I don't know where those came from.
Impressive. Well,
very impressive. I'd say they're impressive.
Well, all right. Well, at least you're out now.
Yeah. Let me brush all over me.
Yeah, brush yourself.
I gotta brush myself off.
But citizens of Roadbed.
It's in my mouth. I'm good. All
right. You interrupt.
I'm sorry.
Trying to talk to the citizens of Roadbed. Trying to relay an important message that we are taking a little vacation.
That is a very important message.
It's a very important message. It's been pretty stressful, this whole quest thing. And, you know, we finally went far enough west that we hit the ocean. And
you know, I didn't know oceans actually existed until we were here today.
I did because I had, like, heard about it back in Roadbed.
Yeah, that's
And I assume that's where Squid came until you had Four-Face. Who, I guess, you know, Deodar's a funny place, I tell you, honestly.
Yes, it is.
But, yeah, we're just taking a little break. I fashioned us, cut down some palm trees, got some nice wooden chairs we're relaxing in. But, you know, we're really just taking the day off. So you can sit back, you know, tune out, enjoy the good vibes, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, we have the best of vibes going today.
Oh, yes. And I think the ocean's got some good vibes, too. It's sending something our way, I think.
It is something our way. There's something out there.
Hold on. Yeah, hold on. Let me put my hands over my eyes and it'll focus my vision.
Is that how that works?
Yes, that's how that works. It's called binoculars, Finkelstein. I think that's an iceberg.
An iceberg?
Yeah, I might even say it's definitely bigger than an iceberg. It might be a glacier, actually.
Or an ice cube.
An ice cube. It could be a giant ice cube, or it could be a glacier.
I'm pretty sure a glacier is just a giant ice cube.
Well, let's just assume for a moment that there's something larger than us. This could totally blow my mind, actually, right now. What if this is just a drink? This is like a cup of water for something, and, you know, just put this large ice cube into it.
Well, then that'd be pretty dangerous for us, then.
Yeah, well, not as dangerous as the glacier, because it is coming in really fast. This is a fast glacier right now. I think there's something inside of it.
That's a bit unnatural.
I didn't even know the ocean was... Like, I didn't know that the ocean was over here. But, I mean, it's like almost here, Finkelstein. What do we do?
Let's stand or... Hold. Stand our ground.
Stand our ground.
Hold.
All right,
We can take it.
All right, well... I don't have my soap sword yet. It's not ready. I've got the ingredients, but Four-Face, get ready. I'm going to hide behind Four-Face, actually.
All right. And a boy, Four-Face.
All right, yeah. All right, you can take this one, Finkelstein. It's all you.
All right, it's gone.
Whoa! Finkelstein, are you okay?
I'm
I'm good.
That glacier came in too fast. You couldn't even get out of the way. I'm sorry.
I'm good. I'm fine. I just got the wind knocked out of me.
Oh, what's a? Well, I mean, what is this? There's like something inside of here.
Looks like some kind of beast.
Yeah, that's like no beast I've ever seen. It's Finkelstein. You might want to back up.
I'm backing up.
This ice cube is melting. It's either an ice cube or a glacier, depending on whether or not you believe in a deity. But it's you. Let's back up. I'm not dealing with this today. This is our vacation.
All right. I wholeheartedly agree with you.
All right. Well, wait. Hold on. It's cracking. Wait. No. I'm out of here, Finkelstein. You deal with this.
Well, I'm not gonna deal with this.
See you, Finkelstein.
Oh boy. Well, there's something in, it's a dinosaur.
What is it?
It's a dinosaur.
A dinosaur?
I think so.
What is a dinosaur? What? Holy shit. What? Okay, don't move.
Well, I mean, it's kind of staring at me.
Its head is out of the glacier now.
You guys got any snacks? It's fucking hot in here.
Oh, you can talk?
Well, duh. What do you think I do for a living? I'm traveling across the ocean, you bastards.
Did you say that it's hot in the ice cube?
Yeah, it's how it works. You know, like a snow cave? You don't know snow?
No.
Do I have to explain science?
It's fine.
We're going to take your word for it. But, I mean, you said you were traveling.
I am.
Like, is this your preferred method of travel?
I came from the gods margarita, so yes.
Oh. Oh, so it is. I was right.
It is just a large drink.
Oh, well then, do you hail from some kind of town?
Margaritaville?
Oh.
Yes, I have heard of that place.
Yeah, I've heard of that place.
It's filled with magic and wonder.
Oh, yes. That's where there's, am I correct in believing that that is the island that is ruled by five great rulers, the Mamba Five?
Yes, that is correct.
The Mamba Five.
Yes, I've heard legends of this back in Roadbed. There's the group of elders, they're known as the Mamba Five, and they rule over Margaritaville.
Yes, they do. Welcome to Margaritaville.
But I mean, what brings you here? By the way, I think we should describe for the citizens of Roadbed, like this. What you said it's a dinosaur, Finkelstein. I personally hadn't known this, but you're a tamer of beasts. What is this? Would they know what this is?
Oh, well, it's a very big dinosaur. You know, it's large. It's gargantuan. It has a great size.
It's a great size?
And it's big.
Would you say it's well endowed?
It is well endowed.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, we're being rude, I guess. We're just kind of talking about you in front of you.
And,
what are you? What do you choose to be?
I'm a T-Rex. I identify as a T-Rex. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Okay. You identify as a T-Rex.
I'm really a Triceratops, but whatever.
Well, you can be whatever you want to be. You just came from an iceberg.
Goddamn right. From Margaritaville.
Yeah, from Margaritaville.
The best part of going to someplace new is you can be anyone you want, because nobody knows who you are, so if you want to be a T-Rex, then go for it.
So what are you people doing here?
Well, we're taking a vacation.
What are you?
Well, we were taking a vacation, but I don't know about anymore.
In this drink?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it just seemed like a nice area.
But what's your story?
Oh, well, you can tell the story, Finkelstein.
Well, you see, this might seem a little convoluted, but everything we say is 100% true.
You look like a chipmunk, so...
Well, yes. But I look like more human than I do chipmunk.
I disagree.
Well, that's your...
I can fit you in my mouth.
Do you want to fit me in your mouth?
Later.
All right, then.
Well, he's melting fast, so that might come soon. Actually, I noticed you have a nice little bit of attire there. I can see, is that a shirt? It's got some palm trees, like the ones near here.
It's actually a onesie.
Oh, it's a onesie.
It is. They're very popular where I come from in Margaritaville.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, the little feet keep your toes warm.
That's key when you're, especially if you're in a block of ice. You want heat exits out your feet very often. That's a Citizens of Roadbed. That's a helpful hint. You can write that one down. So you want to cover up that feet if you're ever stuck inside of an iceberg.
Definitely, but it's pretty hot in there, so you know, snow caves and all.
That's true. Snow caves, unless it's a snow cave iceberg. In that case, you know, you might want to just strip down because you're in for a long ride.
It does heat up in there.
It's been 4 days in this iceberg. I mean, it's pretty comfy.
4 days, wow.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, it's melting fast, but goddamn.
I mean, we're kind of vacationing here, but I've heard that Margaritaville is one of the best places to vacation ever. Is there, like, you came here, but is there any way that you can maybe take us back?
You can swim, take a boat, get drunk and pass out on the beach, end up in Margaritaville. You never know.
So if I just get drunk and pass out on this beach, I might wake up in Margaritaville?
A little sore in the morning, but yeah.
Well, might is a bit of a strong word.
60-40.
Those aren't too bad odds. We've gone off much worse.
99% chance you're going to be sore in the morning, though.
Those also aren't that bad odds. I've gone off worse.
I mean, to be...
I've gone off much worse.
To be fair, you could just end up in Margaritaville because somebody comes out while you're sleeping and pours a margarita into your mouth. Because apparently that's a thing from... I forget his name.
Well, we're not in the forest anymore, so I wouldn't worry about random people pouring random things down
your
mouth.
That's true. The alchemists only wandered the forests in these parts.
So now that you've thoroughly questioned me, what are you doing here? Why are you here? What are you vacationing from?
Oh, yes. Sorry, it's very rude of us, but we are on a quest. We hail from the town of Roadbed. It's very far away. I think it's like northeast of here somewhere.
Northeast, southwest, something like that.
Yeah, just pick a direction and it might be there. And basically, a group of marauding thieves came through. They're known as the Shredders. And they have stolen all the cheese in our town of Roadbed. And our townsfolk have requested that we go on a quest to bring back the cheese and justice upon these marauders.
Are you trying to get shredded cheese back?
No. Our hope is that it's not yet shredded.
Oh, right.
Well, no. You see, they're the Shredders. That's just their name, but they carry the cheese. They actually slice the cheese with pizza cutters. They're an enigma, and that's why it's been so hard to track them.
Ah, I see. So why don't you just buy more cheese?
Well, the town of Roadbed, it's not a very wealthy town.
I can make cheese.
You can make cheese?
Yeah.
How proficient are you at this?
Make a block a day.
Block a day.
Oh, I mean, then...
You creatures produce milk, right?
I mean, we produce milk. Does Four-Face produce milk? He produces, like, black milk.
Do you like black cheese?
I don't know if we should use that for milk. Or for cheese. Or for anything.
I hear you can get milk from a bull. Is that true?
I don't think that's true.
Well, only the Red Bulls. If you drink milk from a Red Bull, then, supposedly, legend has it that it grants you the ability to fly.
Oh, yes, they are quite mystical creatures.
Only for 5 hours, though, and then you explode. So it's really like, it's a high-risk, high-reward type deal.
Where can I find a Red Bull? I feel like I can handle this explosion.
I don't know. I hear they're from the south.
If I eat the bull, can I get its properties then?
Your guess is better than mine. I haven't seen him. We come from up north. Yeah. If you're coming this way, I guess, if you're just traveling along and you see a Red Bull, give it a taste.
Just have a bite of bull?
Yeah, that's like a good catchphrase, you know? If I was trying to advertise Red Bull, maybe I would use that.
You're trying to advertise animals.
Why would you advertise a Red Bull?
Well, because, I mean, it can give people wings. You can just be like, hey, you know, if you want to fly, then eat this Red Bull.
It's like advertising monsters. Makes no sense.
Yeah, why would you advertise monsters? Now that's dumb.
That's what we're asking you.
Oh, you're asking me. I don't capture monsters. You're the one who captures monsters.
I don't capture monsters, I capture steeds. I don't even capture them, I tame them.
Well, I mean, taming is, what's the difference? You're a creature. If If he were to try to tame you, would you consider that being captured?
If he tries to castrate me, I'll cut his face off.
That's not what taming is.
Pretty close.
No, not close.
So you're just a castrator?
No.
That's what I'm hearing.
Well, you can hear whatever you want to hear, but that doesn't make me that.
I'm okay with it.
So do you want me to?
No.
Oh. Well, all right then. I guess I won't.
Well, I'm glad we got that out of the way. But what are you going to do once you're out of this iceberg? You're coming out pretty fast.
I might walk around a little bit, maybe try to eat the one that threatened to castrate me. I'm not sure yet.
I never did that.
You offered.
I should warn you. By the way, do you have a name? Do you go by a name?
Rochester.
Oh, well, Rochester, I should warn you. Sometimes when he tames pets, and actually, he really only has two. He's got a dead mouse, and he's got him. But I haven't noticed balls on either of them.
Are they female mice?
No, it was a male.
You monster.
Okay, first of all, the squids don't even have balls. Second of all...
All I'm saying is I've never seen your squid have balls.
That's a good thing.
But I'm pretty sure it's
not
a guy.
It's not supposed to.
No, if you're a guy, you have balls.
Not if you're a squid.
Do you live? Are you alive?
Do you take pleasure in cutting off squid balls?
Do you know if squids have balls? Because they don't.
I think you've ripped them all off and told people they don't.
Well,
they definitely do.
Well, go find a wild squid and tell me what you find.
He keeps these bright, like, shiny, round balls in a jar. And I remember him telling me he got it from some water. But I'm now that I think about it...
Those are pearls.
Those are Four Faces balls! I just realized that now, Finkelstein.
How many do you think he has?
20.
I'm not a squid. He's got balls.
Squid
That's
have
all
a lot
I know.
Balls. Squid have like 32 children.
Look at the face he has on now.
Squid's got balls, baby!
It's his bored face. Do you think he'd be this bored if the conversation we were having was any relevant?
I don't even know if he can really understand me. Sometimes he does things that we want him to, and other times he just runs off.
I think he wouldn't be bored if he had balls. You're by the ocean, he'd be getting busy.
There's no other squids around us.
It's an ocean.
I should warn you that, Four-Face, he is a land squid. He really only stays on the land. He's not a big fan of going into water, especially if it's a god's margarita.
Though he can.
Yeah. I feel like we haven't really addressed that enough. The fact, like, how do you know that this is just one giant drink?
Taste it.
Okay. I'll go over here. Let me taste it. Oh! Wow, that is...
Strong, huh?
That is very strong. It's a bit salty. But, you know, it's got a bit of a tangy flavor to it. Finkelstein, come over here.
I don't know if I want to drink that.
No, it's fine.
A T-Rex just came out of that.
Listen, if you're a god, you're not going to just drink some shitty salt water. You're going to be drinking a nice-ass drink.
All right, then. Let me try.
All right.
Well, does that taste like, that tastes like salt water.
Tastes like Mose Cuervos, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, you know what? It does have a little bit of a strong aftertaste.
Well, what I remember, it does taste like Jose Cuervo.
Mose Cuervos.
Oh, Mose Cuervos?
Copyright.
Well, it's hard to copyright. He's just a guy. I remember back in Roadbed, there was a big cathedral we used to have, and we'd all gather around, and there was one guy, his name was Merle Cuevos, and...
That wasn't even his real name.
No, it wasn't his real name. We just kind of called him that, and all of his descendants, because probably like once a month, they would just cut him up, and they would pour his blood into a cup, and they'd turn him into bread, and we just eat him. And I tell you what, this has got the taste.
Yeah.
This tastes like Mose. But, why does it even taste like Mose? If there's a god, how do you even know about this god? Where does he live?
Well, he used to be one of his pets. He used to live with him. He's in Margaritaville. God.
Oh, is he one of the Mamba Five?
He is.
Oh.
The all and mighty Mamba Five.
Wait, so are all of the five all gods?
They're the only gods.
Oh.
Well, I mean, that's arguable. I won't get into the semantics of it.
What about that bird with, like, the feathers coming out of its ears? Isn't that some god?
The bird with feathers?
No, but the feathers are jutting out of its ears.
Yeah, you're sounding like you've never heard
other than that, it has no feathers.
Of Altrios.
I have not. They don't live where I'm from, I guess.
Well, I think we just have different gods here.
I don't think there's different gods. I think you have a different world.
I feel like we're getting into some deep shit that I wasn't expecting to get into today.
I feel like you're in deep shit.
Well, all right, Finkelstein, let's not piss him off. I think he's almost out of this iceberg. He's going to be able to attack us.
There's this bird, right? It doesn't have any feathers, but the feathers are coming out of the ears. And they each represent different things.
So what you're saying is a flying creature with no feathers.
Yes.
Let me rephrase that. Flying creature with no feathers.
Yes, did you know how gods work? They don't need feathers to fly.
They still have to abide by physics.
No, they don't.
You think just because they don't abide... I can't even begin to fathom how you think.
You don't even abide by physics.
Yes, I do. I have two tiny arms and really long legs.
Well, all I know... I'm pretty sure that there's the great god Yeez. I've heard he's great at making music, and he even has his own sneaker line over there in Margaritaville.
Yeez, I'm not familiar.
Yeez, you haven't heard of Yeez?
I have not.
Well, he dropped out of college, first of all. You know, he's a god, so I mean, I don't even know why he was in college in the first place, you know?
Maybe it was God College.
Oh, that's true.
That could possibly be a thing.
God College. Even gods have to learn how to be gods. Right?
It's true. It's like advanced management school. You guys don't have any education behind you?
Well, I went to a school for about, I was there for maybe 17, 18 minutes, but I got kicked out.
Is that why you guys are searching for cheese on a beach?
No. Well, this is our vacation. We're not avidly searching for cheese right now.
Well, I just saw you in the sand with giant sand boobs. Please explain that.
Well, you see, I got trapped by sand people.
Like, those were freakishly large.
Those were nice and well-shaped.
They were like three times the size of your body, man.
That's the point.
They're yes. Like dinosaur boobs.
So you like what you saw?
I was frightened.
Wait. You've got to be careful, because if you do that, sometimes you attract the sand mermaids. And the next thing you know, they pull you under, and you become whatever you encased yourself in sand.
That'd be hilarious. Let that happen. For the love of God, let that happen.
I wouldn't mind that.
Well, I mean, I think you better be prepared, because I see something moving in the sand. Hold on, can you... kind of move your neck around and see that, because I can't really see that well. Let me put my hands up to my eyes. Okay, there they are. Oh, they're moving really fast through the sand. They're coming right for us. What do we do? I don't think... I mean, you just got those tiny little arms. You haven't really melted out yet.
I'm gonna jump into the sand again. See ya.
No, that's a terrible idea, Frequency. That's what they want you to do.
Oh, never mind. I'm coming back out.
Hop in the iceberg. We'll drive away.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
All
right, come on. Well, Four-Face, I'm sorry. You gotta go back to your job anyway.
Send us money.
Yeah, Four-Face, you're our only source of income at this point, so go do your job.
Guys, lucky this thing can drive. Hop in.
All right, let's get it going.
Margaritaville?
Yes.
Next stop, Margaritaville.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Dang, this is. I didn't realize icebergs went so fast.
I mean, they're like 2 inches a year.
Not to alarm you guys, but I don't know if our vehicle is supposed to be avidly melting out from under us.
It's a power source. It uses itself to fuel itself.
Oh, well, do we have enough power to get to Margaritaville?
We should. It's a round trip type thing.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, hopefully we're fine. I hope you didn't spend too long on that beach.
With those fake giant-ass boobs.
Why? You're welcome.
It was frightening.
But you like what you saw.
Like, if those were in here, they'd sink the iceberg.
Exactly.
But I think you got some nice mods to this iceberg, though.
I got a power cooler and a double freezing exhaust. Knows the trail of ice that shoots up behind us.
Yeah, that is nice. I mean, I also do see it's pretty hot in here. You mind if I crack open this cooler and have a cold one with the boys?
I mean, go for it, but be careful where you crack, because, you know, it's an iceberg.
That's true. We'll be careful not to crack too much. But I guess that means I have to put away all of this crack.
My tongue is stuck.
Oh, Finkelstein. What do you do?
My tongue is stuck to the iceberg.
Come on, that's like ice 101, is you don't lick the ice.
Well, pull me off.
All right. Oh, I can't reach him. You're going to have to pull him off.
I'm driving, man. Don't distract me while I'm driving. I'll hit something in here.
Come on, just bite him. You know, come with your teeth.
Don't bite me.
I told him I'd have him in my mouth tonight anyway.
That's true. It's time. You got to, sometimes, you're like, you're technically not supposed to, as long as I don't see any other icebergs around. But I think sometimes you really just got to bite and drive, you know?
All right, here we go.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I mean, I got some teeth marks in me, but I guess it was worth it.
Luckily, we didn't hit a ship and kill millions of people.
Yeah, well, my tongue was stuck, so it was worth the risk.
Is your tongue still attached?
No.
Oh, we're good then. Then how are you talking? I shall call you Boob, by the way, because I don't know your name.
Okay, that's fine. And by attached, I assume that you meant attached to my face, to my mouth, not the iceberg.
Oh no! I was hoping it was attached to the iceberg.
No, it's still inside my mouth.
Damn.
Well, I mean, even the ice tastes good. Honestly, I don't blame you.
You guys are forgetting that the surrounding of the iceberg is a giant sugary margarita.
That's also true.
Help yourself.
All right. Yeah. I mean, we're gonna enjoy this trip. I mean, I don't know what should we even are the Mamba 5 going to just let us come to Margaritaville?
They don't care.
Don't care. It's
they
like,
don't care.
It seems like it's like the land of the gods. I don't know if like just two regular guys like us.
It's a laid back place. No worries in Margaritaville.
Do we have to like meet with these people?
As long as you don't interrupt their schedule or annoy them, you're good.
That might be an issue.
Why?
Well, I tend to interrupt and annoy people.
What are you gonna do?
Well, I'd first like to walk in there, right? With only one shoe on, as a show of respect. And I'll offer my shoe to them as an offering of my dignity and forthcoming.
But he pisses in the shoe. Don't let him fool you.
Well, that's a good way to cure athlete's foot.
That's true.
It's all part of the plan to gain their good faith.
Well, yeah, really, every time you're just offering a remedy. Because, you know, maybe they forgot. Maybe they had athlete's foot. And you show them a shoe full of piss, and they're like, oh, yes.
So
that's all I have to do.
So that'd be a good plan or a bad plan?
It should be a good plan. Make sure it's soaking wet when you give it to them.
Okay, perfect.
There isn't any cheese on this island, so don't get your hopes up.
Well, that's quite all right, because we're looking for the stolen cheese.
They're a strictly vegan community.
You know, new cheese wouldn't bring it back. And they're vegans, really.
They are, yeah. They only drink alcohol.
So they don't eat?
No, they're constant drunk.
I don't know if that's vegetarians as much as it is alcoholics.
They prefer vegans, actually.
All right, fair enough. I won't argue with the gods. I feel like that doesn't end well.
I will. They're alcoholics.
They're alcoholics, but, you know, sometimes alcoholics make bad decisions. Vegetarians, honestly,
make good decisions and become alcoholics.
Yes. Some vegetarians make great decisions and become alcoholics, and some alcoholics make great decisions and then become vegetarians.
Don't you mean bad decisions?
It depends. Yeah, it could be good sometimes, it could be bad other times. It could be bad all the time or good all the time.
What?
So you like those hand boobs, right?
No, they were frighteningly large. I'm a 12-foot tall T-Rex, and I thought they were too large.
He likes those hand boobs.
I'm already over this. I'm just trying to... What kind of soap do they have?
Soap?
I don't even think I ever introduced myself properly. I am Bustang, hoarder of soaps. And I need some soaps. I'm woefully low on supply.
What kind of soap are you looking for?
Oh, let me see here. I definitely need some pineapple soap. Can I get that? I need some cherry soap. I need a orange Lorraine.
That sounds fancy.
Oh.
Ask the gods when we get there. They should be able to supply you. They have all the soaps in the world. They should be able to supply you with something.
Okay, then. Next time, like, as soon as we get to this island and really meet them, then I'm going to have to get some of that soap. But
speaking of that.
And I will offer them my shoe.
You know we're almost there. It's not that far.
I do see it, but I mean, I think the mirror is actually running out, Finkelstein. Citizens of Roadbed, we're, I suppose we could just ask the gods. They might know where the shredders are.
They are gods.
Yeah, I mean, if a god doesn't know, then, like, who knows?
You could say that the oracles that string the threads of life together.
Yeah.
Can we see those, too?
Yeah, can we see them?
Yeah, they're, getting drunk off their ass on the beach, so go for it.
Oh, this is quite the town.
Yeah, well, I can see him threading out there. But before we go, citizens of Roadbed, yes, we're going to, don't worry. We're taking a bit of vacation, but, you know, it's going to, we're going to put some work in there as well. We're going to slide some in. But
I'm not going to.
I need to get some soap. And I'm also, hold on, Finkelstein, hold out your shoes. Citizens of Roadbed, we'll see you later. I've been drinking too much of this margarita water. Let me just, All right, later and out.